Did you know that in a grand piano, the strings being played are exerting about 30 tons of tension on the hundreds of strings found inside? Well, before a piano was ever manufactured, another instrument was played, an ancestor with exponentially less tension to deal with. That instrument was the harpsichord. Current State's Jamie Paisley spoke with Professor Jeffrey Walker, who still teaches how to play this ancestor to the piano at the Flint Institute of Music.
For those that aren't aware of the harpsichord, how is it different from a piano?
Well, the harpsichord is the keyboard instrument that Bach and Handel and Scarlatti and Couperin knew. It precedes the modern piano, and in the harpsichord, the strings are plucked by mechanism. There is a keyboard there, but it's a very simple mechanism that plucks the string. Then as the key returns, the tongue is on a spring so that the plectrum can slip back under the string, and a piece of felt touches the string as the damper. It's a very simple and very reliable mechanism.
As opposed to the piano, which is a hammered string, which means, I believe, that this piano is then classified as a percussion instrument because it's a hammer. What then, with the plucking action of the harpsichord, what family does that instrument reside in?
This would be a string instrument. The other difference from that action is we don't have dynamic control from note to note. We have other expressive devices, but that was really what started to evolve the piano. The early forte pianos were basically harpsichords with very small hammers because it's very lightly strung. And then one could play loud or soft, thus forte piano, loud, soft. And there are many, many stages then in between until we get to the modern grand piano. But the overall history is that as performance venues became larger, they wanted a bigger sound, heavier stringing, bigger hammers. Then in order to withstand the tension of the strings, the structure had to get bigger, and eventually we get to the modern cast iron plate that holds many, many tons of tension on the frame of the piano. Obviously, the harpsichord, being all wood, would simply fold up.
We're speaking with Professor Jeffrey Walker of the Flint Institute of Music about the harpsichord, which he has a recital coming up this Friday night at MacArthur Auditorium here in Flint. And this program that's coming up is all French Baroque, but there seems to be a revival of incorporation of harpsichord into various styles and even into contemporary compositions. Do you foray into that at all?
I have researched a lot of contemporary harpsichord repertoire and just don't find the aesthetic. I mean, for me, it just doesn't speak through this instrument. For me, the French Baroque music, that's the soul of the harpsichord. Bach is great. I love Scarlatti and all those. But for me, the French Baroque, that's the soul of the harpsichord.
Best with a light touch, as opposed to, one of the famous quotes about the harpsichord and the sound of it done by Sir Thomas Beecham, which I'm certain you know.
Oh, yes. I think his comment went something like, the sound of a harpsichord is like the sound of two skeletons copulating on a tin roof. And the harpsichords at that time, I really can't argue the point. They were very, very bright, very thin, very tinkly. And they are what they are. Wanda Landowska is a name that is fairly well known. I mean, she's responsible for the modern revival of the harpsichord, which had fallen into disuse. I mean, after the forte piano and Mozart, Beethoven, and then on through the Romantic period and then into the 20th century, the Steinway grand became the measure of all things. It was her project to revive the harpsichord. Now, she had harpsichords built for her by the Pleyel Piano Company, and they were these big behemoths with five and six sets of strings, pedal mechanism to turn them on and off, and they were pretty heavily strung, and they were fairly heavily constructed because they were made by a piano manufacturer. Poulenc wrote, of course, a concerto for her to play on that, and it falls flat on a historic harpsichord. It just doesn't work. It's the wrong instrument. So her great quote was, "You play Bach your way, and I'll play him his way."
We're speaking with Professor Jeffrey Walker of the Flint Institute of Music about the harpsichord, which he has a recital coming up this Friday night at MacArthur Auditorium here in Flint. And the concert is free to the public as well, right?
Yes.
Now, as you're switching between the instruments that you perform, the keyboard, the organ, and the harpsichord, obviously, the keyboard and piano keyboard, is there a sense of getting back on a bike as you switch from instrument to instrument? You know, do you have to feel that? You talked about the action being a little bit different. There's no dampening that you can do on the strings. Do you have to kind of relearn every time you switch?
It does become habitual after a while, but I mean, in those situations where I have to switch from one instrument to another in a performance, I mean, there's some sort of concentration involved to just sort of regroup. Okay, I'm not playing the piano now. The touch needs to change a little bit, obviously, and there have been those concerts. I remember actually the first time I played the Flint Symphony. It was the three Respighi tone poems, and the switch between organ, piano, and celeste. So that was that took a little concentration, but it was a great evening.
What brought you into that instrument? Because it's a very unique sound of the harpsichord. What drew you to it many years ago?
And it was many years ago. I had a wonderful piano teacher growing up in suburban Philadelphia who sent her advanced students to National Music Camp in Interlochen, Michigan. And it was after ninth grade was when I went. And my piano professor, George Luchtenberg, also taught harpsichord. So that was my first harpsichord study. And that was dormant for a while because there were really no harpsichords around where I was. But when I went to Oberlin, I took up harpsichord study again as well as organ. And then my instrument I built from a Zuckerman kit. It's a French double, French style of the early 18th century. Double means two keyboards. There are three sets of strings, two at normal pitch and then another set an octave higher. And there's a mute, which places a little piece of felt against the end of the string, so it mutes the sound like a guitar or a lute.
Is it a foot action or more of like an organ pedal?
They're all hand levers on historic instruments. The foot mechanism was an invention of the early 20th century, so that you could change registrations. And some of the players then, Ralph Kirkpatrick, a little later than Wanda Landowska, comes to mind. He would actually do crescendos and diminuendos by gradually turning on a set of strings and gradually taking them off. His Scarlatti recordings are extraordinary. It's just fabulous playing, but you just kind of have to hold on a little bit with those crescendos and decrescendos that you don't expect from that sound. He eventually stopped doing that in his later years, but it was very compelling playing, so that's great.
Professor Jeffrey Walker coming up for the recital this Friday evening at 7 o'clock at the MacArthur Auditorium at the Flint Institute of Music. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks very much for having me.
For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.